More is you and Magic's Indulgence Podcast. A little indulgence wherever you are. With More Than, the insurer that does more.
You're on Magic 105.4 Sunday night, and we're back with Indulgence, the show where we invite a celebrity guest to indulge in some of their favourite magic music. And our guest this week, while you've seen her on television in Cutting It, in Wild at Heart, you were also in EastEnders a long time back.
Years ago.
And still known today as the judge on Britain's Got Talent, Amanda Holden. Welcome back to Magic 105.4.
Thank you very much. Have I ever been the mystery voice on this?
I think you've been guest a few times. But,
have I, but never actually been?
Not yet, no. Maybe the next time we do it, you will.
Yes, because I could win a fortune.
And you are a magic listener as well, which is
I am a magic listener.
Always
on in
thing.
The car. Yeah, no, it's brilliant.
Good. Well, look, first song, let's get the music on first. And you particularly wanted this song. First song you chose, ABBA, Dancing Queen. Tell me why.
Dancing Queen. It's the song of my, it's kind of my life song. I've made up dance routines to it throughout, you know, from being seven up. And it's actually very morbidly in my will to be played at my funeral as I'm lowered into the ground. But and also, happily, it was the song that I kind of walked down the big staircase in my wedding dress too, and in December.
December last year.
So it's my life theme and favourite all-time track.
Okay. Dancing Through Life with ABBA, Dancing Queen, the first choice on our indulgence tonight. Amanda Holden is our guest. And Amanda, I want to go back to a previous indulgence show. Your friend Sarah Parrish also chose that song, and when she played it on Magic, she said, "I'd like to dedicate that to my friend Amanda Holden."
Oh, did she? I didn't hear that song. And you know, she organised my whole hen night. We had a hen night in Norfolk, and we partied in Norwich. Norwich rocks, by the way. We went to this fantastic nightclub, and Dancing Queen came on, and we got into a big circle with our handbags in the middle, and all said, "I love you, we love you," and did a whole big kind of drunken dance to it. It was fabulous.
It is the absolute girly song, really,
it's
isn't
brilliant.
It?
Brilliant.
And some of the boys love it a bit too much as well.
Yeah,
really,
well, we love those boys that love
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely.
It's good to be in touch with your ABBA side.
So when did you first become aware of music? When did music come into your life? Because you went to theatre school, didn't you, when you were about nine years old?
At 9 years old, our village had a little theatre company, so that's what I joined. We had no idea about theatre school in those days. And celebrity and all that kind of stuff is a kind of pretty new thing, isn't it? And reality shows and talent shows and all that. But back in my day, we didn't have the money, and my mum certainly didn't know where to put me, bless her. So I used to do most of my performing in the back garden, much to the dismay of our neighbours. At 9 years old, I did loads of shows in Bishop's Waltham. It was the Bishop's Waltham Little Theatre Company. And I remember my mum having really big albums at home, and I danced to a song called Jezebel, ironically, which I can't even remember who sang that. Jezebel,
was
it
John Layton? Johnny Layton,
don't know.
Somebody like that. Don't
know.
Frank Ifield, mate.
Someone. Mm. I don't even know why she had the album. And of course, a lot of ABBA. I had the Super Trooper album. I used to love Adam Ant. But my grandfather introduced me to kind of classical music, so I used to quite like a little bit of Beethoven and Bach. He tried his best to kind of introduced me to culture. My daughter, in fact, likes listening to Classic FM as well, because she says, "Mummy, put the fairy music on." And I put fairy music on, and then I have to make up stories according to the music as we drive to nursery.
I thought we were back to ABBA there when you said fairy music. Moving on, song choice number two. You can't go wrong with Lionel Richie and Hello.
Oh, Hello. It just has so many memories, and I'll probably embarrass somebody now who's probably very happily married and living in bliss quietly in some rural village. But he was kind of my first love. He was called Matthew Bishop. And I went to Swarmall Secondary School with him and loved him. I thought he looked like Bobby from Dallas. And he was very tall and quite handsome. All the girls liked him. And every time I heard Hello, I used to think of him. I don't think he ever thought of me. And I don't even know if he knew that he went out with me, because I think we went out together about four times, but I think it was mostly on my part. And I remember kissing him and telling him he kissed like a slug, because it was all a bit, there's lots of moisture, let's just say that. Sorry, everybody. And God knows where he is now. But every time I hear Hello, even my husband goes, "Oh, God, Matthew Bishop."
Get in touch, Matthew, if you're listening.
Matthew Bishop, I'm so sorry to humiliate you.
Oh, that's lovely. Right.
Is Hotel California on here?
Yeah.
I'm going to put that on.
Instead of
the Monkees.
Instead of the Monkees, okay.
Oh, and I don't want to miss a thing by Aerosmith. I think I should change that. sorry, because then I can just talk more. Oh, is there any Christina Aguilera on here?
Beautiful.
Yes, that's it.
Yep.
That's the one. Put it instead of...
So we're coming off the back of Beautiful Now, then?
Yes.
Okay. Christina Maria Aguilera, to give her the full name, ooh, and beautiful on our Indulgence programme. And that's another song choice from our guest this evening, Amanda Holden. Mentioned you got married just quite recently, in fact, freshly married.
I am freshly married. Look,
fresh off the production.
My diamonds are still sparkling.
Oh, look at that.
I clean them
I'm
with a toothbrush. Toothbrush and a bit of hair shampoo.
Good Lord.
I'm sure jewellers listening to this now will be cringing at that. But if you're at home and you've got a bit of a dull diamond, fairy liquid is actually the best thing. My husband actually caught me doing it with his toothbrush once. Cleaning my rock. And he put it in his wedding speech. I love everything about you, but please would you stop cleaning your blinking jewellery with my toothbrush.
Because your husband's well known in music production, isn't he? Chris Hughes.
Yes, Chris Hughes. But he's not the guy that used to play for Adam and the Ants. Because there was a drummer called Chris Hughes. And in his Wikipedia, I think it makes him about 60 years old and says that he used to be a drummer in Adam and the Ants. And he wasn't. So I keep telling him to change it. But no, he's brilliant. He's trying to educate me in music and he'll be cringing at some of the choices I've made here.
Well, you've made a classic magic selection next, Simply Red with Stars.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this is because we love Mick. He's a friend of ours and he was at the wedding. And it's funny, we were trying to persuade him and Noddy Holder to do a duet together, but they actually were too drunk to do it in the end. They were both there. So what a brilliant duo that would have made.
Wow.
But he's on tour at the moment, so wherever he is, if he's listening, hello to you and to Gabriella and little baby Romy.
Amanda Holden is with us on Indulgence tonight, and you've already mentioned your 3-year-old classical music-loving daughter.
Yes.
And her fairy music as well. And yes, you are an archetypal yummy mummy, so how's it all working out?
Bless you for that. It's going really well. I mean, like any working mum, you constantly have feelings of guilt and not enough time and you're not doing enough and not using imagination enough. But I actually kind of wanted to talk to any listeners or any mums that are out there now to talk about Bold 2-in-1 Sparkling Pomegranate and Orange campaign, because they're launching a brilliant way to sort of bring families closer together. And I personally think that the credit crunch is going to work in favour of a lot of families, because it's going to stop people digging deep in their pockets and maybe use their brains and their imagination instead, because I think 65% of mums everywhere are worried now that the credit crunch is going to stop family treats. And what Bold 2-in-1 are doing is launching little pop-up beaches nationwide, so you can take your kids completely free of charge, go down to the beach, the made-up beach, build sandcastles, bury your dad in the sand. And I think in some cases the Lord Mayor's coming down to judge the sandcastle competitions. I won't be judging them, and neither will Simon or Piers, so you stand a good chance. And if you want to check out where your nearest beach is, or you want any kind of ideas as to how to entertain the kids over the holidays and just generally over weekends and stuff without spending too much money, go onto the website, which is brightenupwithbold.com more information.
And I'm guessing these beaches won't be in beach locations. They'll be
in random places across Great Britain and in Scotland, and some in Scotland. It's a brilliant, I just think it's a genius idea. It's such a clever way of bringing people together, and a cheap way. And it's, you know, we had absolutely no money growing up, and going to the beach was a big treat, and doing plays, like I've said earlier, was... Yeah. And doing plays in the back garden is also a kind of other way of doing things. And
sometimes all kids really want is just a bit of attention, isn't it? It doesn't matter if you've got the latest gizmo things. I mean, that's all lovely and all fine, great, thank you. But actually, just to be able to, like you did when you were a little girl, just to sit down and put on a show that mummy and daddy or whoever will just sit, and anybody
to
older
watch.
Than yourself will watch you. And,
absolutely.
And at the end go, hey, fantastic.
Yeah, brilliant. And drawing and painting and, you know, all those kind of stuff that we all did. This is kind of getting back to basics and children's entertainment, really. It's really important, you know, switch off the telly and just kind of spend some time together. Because I know as a working mum, that's a really tough thing to do. And I always feel so guilty if I haven't done something positive with Lexi every day, like make something or bake a cake or something. And we always manage to squeeze it in somewhere. And Sundays, you know, most people are off work. So spend time with your family cheaply.
Good for you. Let's get another tune on from a band who are back together again. Will you go and see Spandau Ballet, I wonder?
Oh, I definitely will be. In fact, when I was first married to Les, we bought Martin Kemp's house. So we kind of had a bit of a showbiz connection with them. We loved them, and Shirley was a friend for some time. And we kind of know Tony Hadley vaguely. I'm thrilled for them all.
I think you'll get good seats somehow.
Do you think I'll get on the front row with all those connections? I can't wait. It's genius, and I'm thrilled that the brothers have sorted everything out and can get back together and do it. It's brilliant.
Sunday Night Indulgence, and Amanda Holden is picking out our music for us this evening with some Take That to come in a second. But I want to talk to you about the show that's on air at the moment, and you're back for Series 3. Britain's Got Talent. Who's caught your eye this time around?
Well, I mean, you've already seen them. There's a group called Flawless, who I just think are fantastic. Evanescence, which is another kind of street band. One of my favourites, although I can't really show bias, is Stavros Flatley, which is the father-son act who were in the first show. Who are kind of like a Greek-Irish dancing double act. I just think they're hilarious. They're kind of like signature in the way that they lead you one way and then take you another. And it's very funny, but they're actually brilliant. And there's been some great families this year. Again, you know, so getting back to what I was saying earlier, get together with your family, turn the telly off and come up with, like, be the next Von Trapp family and come and audition for me. I'll put you through. I'm the nice one. So, yeah, it's back on. And all three of us said that we think it's the best show. And every year you think, God, Great Britain's only a small country. We're going to drain it of its talent resources very soon, but every year it just gets better and better, and this year especially the dancing's gone through the roof. It's brilliant. Yeah.
Perhaps inspired by George, of course, from
totally
last time,
absolutely, yeah. Definitely to do with George. Okay. And it's also good to prove that a talent show doesn't just promote singers, and that you can be successful in every field.
And this song by Take That, now this is a particularly specific song that you've chosen, Rule the World. Something to do with your wedding again. We're back to your wedding, which
I know.
Still all fresh in the mind.
Oh, it's still fresh. And we had such a fantastic day. And basically, we walked out of the church after we'd done our vows and everything. We pressed the CD button and we walked out of our tiny weeny church in Froome to Rule the World by Take That. And everyone was like, oh, that's such a great choice. Brilliant. It was great. Full blast. I wished I could have had them, really, but I didn't. I don't really know them very well. So I was like, hello, Gary, you don't fancy singing in the church, do you, love? I'll give you a tenner.
And I won't bring Simon.
No, he wasn't there. He can't stand weddings. Piers was, though, because it's free booze. You can keep that in.
Anyway. Of course, yeah. And we go to Like a Virgin next, yeah?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
No, right. No, do Hotel California.
Hotel California. Like okay. All right. Okay. Amanda Holden's picking the tunes and chatting with us tonight on a programme called Indulgence, Britain's Got Indulgence. And I'm just wondering, you on that judging panel, did you know Simon and Piers before you got involved with all this?
Piers turned my life upside down because he was the editor of the Mirror newspaper, and I was planning to have him kneecapped. So, but apart from that, I didn't know him.
Gosh, time's a great healer then.
I know, it really is, because I never expected to breathe the same air as him. Yeah. And now he's absolute. Well, I keep calling him my Paul Burrell, but he hates that. He hates that comparison. It's like, what? But I think he does look a bit like Paul Burrell.
So we're talking now about all the trauma that you went through with your first marriage to Les Dennis.
Yes.
And subsequent, yes, that everybody kind of knows about.
Everybody knows about the affair. Yeah. And, you know, it was 10 years ago. It's such a long time ago. And he's great. He's happily engaged with a little baby girl. I'm obviously married with a baby girl. Now we've all moved on. Everything worked out for the best. But, yeah, Piers exposed it. And Piers always says to me, yeah, but you should say thank you to me, because without me, you wouldn't have a handsome husband and a gorgeous 3-year-old daughter. And I'm like that. Yeah, thanks.
Could have done without it.
Yeah,
time,
could have
perhaps
done without it. But then obviously I shouldn't have messed about in the first place. Anyway, moving on. And Simon, I met a couple of times when I was out doing pilot seasons and stuff in Los Angeles. We went out to dinner. And I think I first became aware of him when he publicly said in a magazine, one of those magazines, that he never normally went for blondes, but he liked me because I had a naughty look in my eyes. Till this day, I don't know what he means.
Oh, I can see it. I just got
can
it there. Yeah,
it?
I got it there.
It's normally my laugh that's like, whoa, carry on. Chris says being married to me is like being married to a Carry On star. Like Kenneth Williams. Exactly. I can find an innuendo anywhere.
Can you find an innuendo in this then? Eagles, Hotel California. What a choice this is.
I love this song because my dad used to have this album, and Hotel California will always, always remind me of my dad, Les. So if they're listening in the deepest, darkest depths of Cornwall, then this is for you, Dad.
Sending that one out to Amanda's mum and dad listening in Froome, I think you said, which is down there in...
No, we got married in Froome.
Okay.
They live in Launcels, which is near Bude.
Okay, Launceston.
Launcels.
Launcels. Mm. I know Launceston, because I'm from that part of the world
as
well.
Oh, are you? Yeah. They're about 5 miles out of Bude in a tiny, weeny village.
Proper job.
Boob.
Yeah, very nice. Well, the Eagles there with Hotel California, and one more song to go, but you're in a new series as well as Judging Talent. You're in this thing called Big Top. What's that all about?
I know. It's the genre. It's set in a circus, and that's just been crying out to have been made into a comedy. You know, at least it's not set in someone's house with 2.4 children and a broken down washing machine. So I call it credit crunch comedy. And there's obviously myself and John Thompson and Sophie Thompson and Ruth Maddock and a new guy called Bruce McKinnon. So,
God, busy lady.
Exactly.
Busy lady at the moment.
I'm a ringmistress, and I keep saying, you know, I'm running a circus for real, and I'm running Britain's Got Talent, which is also a circus. So I'm a ringmistress of everything at the moment.
Well, he is a lady who definitely fits that description as well. She wouldn't argue with Madonna. Which song have you chosen?
I have chosen the song that I always tend to sing when I'm on karaoke, and it's called Like a Virgin.
Like a Virgin from Madonna on Magic's Indulgence tonight. And Amanda Holden's been our guest this evening. Thank you for picking out some great music, and lovely to meet you as well.
Thank you.
And I think worth recapping the little campaign that you're working on at the moment.
If you're stuck with things to do, or you're worried about the credit crunch and entertaining your kids, then if you go on to brightenupwithbold.com, there's some brilliant fun ideas on there that won't cost you a penny, and will also let you know where your nearest pop-up fake beach is.
Amanda Holden, thank you for joining us tonight. After the news, it'll be Mellow Magic.
Indulgence on Magic 105.4 with More Than. Doing more by carrying colour doodles on board our breakdown trucks to help keep your children smiling. You can download this interview in full at magic.co.uk/podcasts.